guys, I'm back. I am so sorry. I have not recorded anything in a really, really long time. I know it's been a while since the last recording that I did. The last recording I did, like I said, it was super embarrassing. But at that time, I was just dealing with things and I didn't really know how to deal with it, so I didn't handle it exactly the best way that I could have. So, you guys kind of got to see like a different side of me. Well, it's probably not even a different side. You guys have seen me like emotional and crying and stuff, but that was just a rough moment for me, you guys. I really felt like I allowed somebody who I shouldn't have kind of get in my head, and I allowed somebody who really shouldn't have mattered mess me up inside. I'm human, like I tell you guys all the time. And at that time, I just had really liked this person, and I just felt like they played me. And I'm over that now. Don't even talk to that person anymore. They chose to ghost me and just be weird about us hanging out. So, yeah, I thought about honestly deleting that whole episode, but I didn't delete the episode just because I felt like I know somebody out there listening to me could relate. So even when I'm embarrassed because I'm crying or I'm venting or I'm saying something that probably some people listening think I'm stupid or like, why the hell is she talking like this or what's wrong with her? Some of you probably do think that when you listen to me and you see me talking crazy or just something I'm saying that you think might be off the wall, or you might say, this is stupid, why is she crying? She's too old for this, or just any, whatever. Because I know some people listen to me. Not everybody that listens to me, like, I'm sure, likes my episode. Some of you listen because you're a fan. Some of you listen because you genuinely like me, genuinely like my episodes and what I have to say. And some of you listen just to probably hate or just, you listen and say, I don't even like this girl. Like, I don't know, but nonetheless, you guys listen to me, and the people who actually do support me and do listen to me because they like me and they like what I have to say, I appreciate you, because this is what I do it for. I don't do this podcast for me. I do it to help other people, whether it be with mental health or relationships or womanhood or just anything, you know, boys, whatever. I just want to help people. And so, I came back just to give you guys an update on my love life and where I'm at right now with dating and stuff like that. So, I'm going to kind of start from the beginning. So, have you ever dated somebody and you felt like they were the one, but they blew it and things just changed? So, as you guys know, I tell you guys about my guy friend D all the time. I met him, okay? We've been friends for like almost 2 years now. It's so crazy because I honestly thought that he would be the one. Because he just has always been here for me. But he kept doing stuff to hurt me over and over. Mind you, I haven't seen him in 2 months. And we text or whatever, but that's it. We barely FaceTime or anything. And he still feels me, claims he's in love with me. Am I in love with him? No, I'm not. I love him as a dear friend, but that's it. Because feelings change. As a woman, when you constantly keep getting hurt over and over and over and over again, when somebody constantly keeps doing you dirty, when somebody constantly is not doing right by you, you get tired of it. It gets old. I was a good person through this whole thing. Like, I was there for him. I wanted the best for him. I literally just did everything I could for him as a friend, like helping him out when he needed me, just being there for him. And I feel like in the end, I just don't think it was meant to be. I just don't. And at one point, you know, when I was telling him I was dating other people, he was getting mad at me, like, no, I thought me and you were going to be together and all these other things. And I was like, that's what I wanted, but I wanted that because he knows me so well. But as you get older, you don't date just to date. When I was like in my 20s, when I was 18, I dated just to date. you're not looking at the bigger picture. If the person you're dating is like I was going to say millionaire, but that's not what I'm trying to say. If the person you're dating has a whole bunch of money, you're not looking at that. You're not looking at if they have a good job. You're not looking at if they have a car or whatever they have to offer. Because you're young. You're young. We're all young and dumb when we're first learning to date. We're not looking at the bigger picture. But when you get in your 20s and your 30s and your 40s, when you get like in your 30s and your 40s and stuff, that's when you really start to look at dating differently. And I think anybody in their 20s, y'all should enjoy your 20s. You should not even be worrying about marriage or any of that. Enjoy your 20s. You don't have to worry about finding all these things. But when you're at that age where you're ready to get married and start having kids and doing things differently, you date differently. And for me, when I'm dating or looking for a man now, I view things differently. I'm looking at what that guy has. Does he have goals for himself? Does he have a good job? Does he have a car? Does he have a house? Does he have this? What can he bring to the table for me and my daughter? I'm looking at, is he ambitious? How is he going to treat me? All these things. Does he want marriage? Does he want kids? I'm looking at the bigger picture. I'm not just dating to date anymore. And people who say you don't have to date, every guy you date is not meant to be your boyfriend, I agree with that. They're not. But if you are dating and you're at that stage in your life where you want marriage and you want more than just a fling, you do want to date, not just to play around and have your time wasted. You want to date to find somebody who could be that perfect match for you. So when I'm dating now, I'm looking at that. And when I look at my guy from D, yes, D has he has a car. He lives with his dad. He has a job. But when I look at the bigger picture and everything me and him have gone through and some stuff he's done and stuff like that, I don't think that he's the one for me. I just don't get it. I don't get that feeling. And in the past, I used to call every guy I would talk to for him. But now, I won't do it because I know in my heart I don't have those feelings anymore. So much happened between me and him, our talking stage, to the point where I lost feelings. My feelings for him aren't what they used to be. They're not that, oh my God, I'm swooning over you. Oh my God, I'll drop all my plans for you. I want to see you. Let's hug. Let's kiss. I don't ask to see him like that anymore. I don't really text him like I used to. I do none of that because the feelings aren't there. But of course, I check in every now and then as a friend because he's still a friend. It's just I don't see anything going further than that. Because when I look at my future and what's bigger and what I want, I just don't see him being the person I probably will walk down the aisle with. He doesn't have it all together for me, personally. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's just that for another female out there, he might be everything and more for her. He's just not that for me. And then, I literally met another dude I was trying to talk to, y'all. He was cool. He had been trying to get me to hang out for a good minute. I kept saying no. Finally, I caved like a dum-dum. And I go hang out. I shouldn't say I'm a dum-dum, but I caved to hang out with him. He was cool. We had fun. But he just liked to smoke weed all day. Smoke his cigarettes. I'm not even trying to be funny because I'm not shallow. But he had yellow teeth in the front from smoking so much. No offense, not trying to be funny or make fun of nobody. But smoking tarnishes your teeth, which is why it's a disgusting, nasty habit. And yuck. So he had yellow stains on his teeth. But he was cool. He was cool, you guys. And he wasn't ugly. He was cute. It was just that he was right now he ain't got no car. He was right now he ain't got no license. He just had, when I thought about it, I hung out with him one time, and then after that, we never chilled again. He keeps asking me to chill, but I haven't gone back to chill with him because, I don't know. Again, it just goes back to that standard of, if I'm looking to get married, have kids, do I really see myself with somebody like that? Not really. No offense to him. Some other female might find that he could be everything and more, but I don't feel it. So then, fast forward, guys. I made a Tinder page, you guys. So I've never been on Tinder in my life, you guys. Never, ever. And I'm on Tinder. I made a Tinder a few weeks ago. And I get this guy in my matches. I thought he was super cute. He's Hispanic. And I was he's cute. But, I'm, as an African-American woman or whatever, I don't always think that Hispanics find us attractive or find, black women attractive. So I wasn't sure, like, why he matched me. I'm like, oh my God, he finds me attractive. And I thought he was really cute. So we matched each other. He sent me a message. We started talking, like, back and forth or whatever. And he is, like, the most sweetest guy, you guys. Like, literally texts me all day. He texts me all day. We FaceTime all the time. We're actually meeting up to hang out today. And I'm waiting for him now as we speak, which is why I'm recording, because he hasn't got here yet. He's leaving his job. He has, and this is the thing, you guys. He has his own business. He was a professional soccer player, but he had to stop playing because he had an injury. So now he still plays soccer, just not professionally, but he still gets paid for it. So he plays soccer. He has his own business. He just has a lot of goals. Has his own townhouse. He's just what I find attractive. He's super cute. And, yeah, I really like him. And he's actually, he's half Puerto Rican and half Honduran. So he's super cute. Yeah, I like him a lot, you guys. Like, he has just a lot of goals and stuff going for himself. So, yeah, we've been talking. I really like him. We're just trying to see where it goes. But, yeah, so that's, like, a little update, you guys. I don't know, you guys, but I will say this. I'm actually really happy, you guys. Like, I'm happy. I'm content. I really, really, really see, like, big things happening in the future between me and him because the connection that we made. And I'm being real with you. When I first made Tinder, I was like, I ain't going to meet nobody on here that I like that. People were all of my matches. I didn't think that I would meet somebody because for me, if you look at my messages, I have, like, over 1,000 matches, mind you. And I wasn't even matching with happy people because I didn't have, like, a ton of messages because I would only match with people that I felt that I would have a connection with. So he was one of them. And I just felt like, okay, I can see this going places. So, yeah, he's super sweet, you guys. I like him a lot. I don't know. Like, we're just going to see, like, what happens and, like, where it goes. So, I don't know. But, yeah, he's like 30 minutes away, you guys. So, I got plenty of time to, like, be on my phone because he's like, I'm 30 minutes away. So, he's not anywhere near. So, I'm just waiting for him. We're supposed to be going to the park, but he can't stay super long because he has, like, a business to run and he has to go, like, to a whole different city or whatever because they called him or whatever. So I think it's sweet that he is even, like, coming to see me at all today. Oh, God. I hope nobody sees me in the car putting deodorant on because they're going to be like, what the hell? Guys, I don't know what this is, but, like, I feel like this hot weather, and I don't want to smell, guys. So I'm literally, like, embarrassed. I don't know. I feel, like, sweaty. I'm like, you ever just put, like, deodorant on? You put, like, so much on, but you just, like, sweat. I literally went, am I weird, you guys? I hope nobody saw me putting deodorant on in my car, but I don't care. Like, I don't want to, you don't want to hang out with me and you're sweaty. I'm supposed to embarrass myself. It's just embarrassing if you stink and you're hanging out with somebody. But anyway, so, like, I don't know, you guys, but, yeah, so, it's just, I really like him, though, but it's, like, I haven't really told, like, my guy friend D that I'm talking to somebody yet. I think his feelings are, like, going to be hurt, and I don't really know how he's going to, like, react to it, just because he's really, like, thinking that me and him are going to, like, start something, because he's going to say that he says he keeps putting his, he claims he keeps putting his love life on hold for me. And I'm like, you did not put your, like, love life on hold for me. So I didn't actually do that. Like, so if he did do that, I was like, well, that's something that you did on your own. Like, I didn't tell you to do that or whatever, you know? So, yeah. I don't know. But I'm just trying to figure it out, y'all. I mean, I really do like this person. So we'll just see what happens. And, you know, I'm going to keep you guys posted. Like, on what happens between me and him, because right now I don't even know what's going to happen between me and him. I don't know. But I mean, I'm a relationship girl, you guys. Like, I love relationships. I love being committed to one person. And I feel like over the past, like, couple of months, I've just been talking to a bunch of different people, hanging out with somebody here and there. But that gets old. Like, I don't want to keep doing that. I actually want to just have one boyfriend that I talk to. Not saying I have several boyfriends, because I've been single for months. But I'm saying, like, I just want to have one person I talk to. I just want to have a boyfriend and just be committed to one person. Like, I'm tired of talking to a bunch of different people and it be meaningless, you know? But at the same time, what's scary about this whole thing is, I gotta stop drinking all this water. I'm end up peeing on myself. But, yeah. So, it's a scary situation. But, I don't know. Guys. It's like super nice outside today. So, yeah. Am I the only person that like wants to make sure their breath and stuff smells good when they're about to hang out with somebody? Like, I went and got gum and everything, you guys. I'm weirded out. Like, I'm like, let me get some more. Like, I'm weird. But yeah. I'm going to keep this deodorant in my car. It's probably a good thing, girls. If you're, like, about to go on a date with a guy or something and you don't have deodorant or whatever, like, pop that deodorant in the car. But, yeah, so basically my love life is just, it is what I told you guys. It's just, I'm just talking, like, I'm really into this one person right now that I just told you about, the one I'm hanging out with today, and I'm just going to see what happens. And we're going to go from there. Like, I hope that it works out. We've been talking about, like, us getting super serious and stuff. So, we'll see what happens. You know, it's been a long time since I've really been, like, since I've loved someone. Since a lot of things have happened. So, we'll see. But I feel like it's time for me to be happy. Like, I'm always worried about other people. Or should I not get into a relationship because other people might get pissed off at me and be like, well, I like you too. You know, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't really care what they think because I deserve to be happy. I've been putting my love life and my happiness on hold for like a year now for other people who I shouldn't have been doing it for. And I just feel like now it's time for me to be happy for me and to be with the person that makes me happy. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, just settle. So, we'll see. But yeah, thanks for supporting me, y'all, and listening to me. Dating, I think a lot of times, like I hear people say, we do make dating so complicated when it doesn't have to be. Dating is not this complicated thing. I think that we make it so complicated for, like, no reason at all. And that karma's evolved. We just, like, running around. But yeah, so we make it so complicated when it doesn't even need to be, and we make everything so complex. And it's just like dating. But yeah, so it's not as complicated as we make it, and that's all I can really say, you guys. Like, dating is just a beautiful thing if you allow it to be beautiful. It's just all what you make it. But what I want to say to my ladies listening, choose happiness. Do what makes you happy. Don't do what makes other people happy. If you feel good about something, go with your instincts. Have fun. And don't put your love life on hold for anybody who is not worth it or who wouldn't do the same for you. If you have somebody like me who hasn't seen you in 2 months, why would you want to be with them? Like, I don't, you see what I'm saying? Like, and there's been moments where he'll say, I'm going to show up to see you, Sherelle. He doesn't come. So it's like, you can't get mad at me for wanting to move on and be happy. And I'm not one to hide my relationship. When I get into a relationship with somebody, I don't hide it. I let people know this is who I'm dating, and I post pictures on Instagram. I tell the world because I don't care. Like, so for me to sit up here and say, if me and the person I'm talking to, I'm not going to say his name or give him a nickname just yet for you guys, but if we get serious, we get serious. Like, I'm not going to hide my relationship from nobody. So, I don't know. Like, everybody just has to get over it. But anyway, you guys, he will be here in 30 minutes. So, I'm just trying to kill time. But I'm probably going to watch some YouTube videos while I wait. I'm sorry I didn't, like, say as much as I wanted to say, or I didn't say all the right things in this video. I just didn't know. I mean, not this video, and this episode, sorry, this recording. But anyway, I will keep you guys posted on what happens next in my crazy life. I will talk to you guys soon, though, guys. Peace and love. And I think this car is lost. They have, like, driven around this parking lot, like, 30, like, three times. They don't know where the hell they at. That's a problem. All right, anyway, guys. Peace and love. Thank you.